Hopefully we're not in the flame of hell this morning.
Hallelujah, it's marvelous.
Amen.
We're out.
Amen.
We're in the slave house.
Amen.
Yeah, I appreciate this week so much.
Amen.
And just to speak along the same lines that the brother who gave this message spoke, he said, this last week and this week, they go together.
Amen.
So what did we touch last week? We touched the matter of the Passover.
Amen.
What do? We get the lamb. We get the blood,
Amen.
We put it on the doorpost, and we're getting into the house,
Amen.
And we eat.
Amen.
But this week, what are we watching? We're seeing that Jehovah is bringing us out.
Amen.
Jehovah brought us out.
Amen.
So how about we read the title together?
Amen.
Title this week.
Page 101. The Exodus from Egypt and the crossing of the Red Sea.
Yeah, there's an exodus.
Amen.
You know, in New Testament terms, there's a breaking away from Egypt.
Amen.
And there's a crossing of the Red Sea,
Amen.
Which is a type of baptism.
Amen.
So we have to see the intrinsic significance of leaving the world and baptism.
Amen.
You know, a couple of weeks ago, a six-week conference,
yeah.
And then maybe next week I heard there might be the possibility of being some baptism.
Amen.
You know, in one hand, that is a one-time thing, right? You know, you receive the Lord, you know, you pray on Him, and then you get baptized.
Amen.
But, you know, there's something more.
Amen.
You know, I appreciate what the brothers who hear this message said, that what the Lord wants is to is for us to come into a living,
Amen.
Of living the world,
Amen.
Living the reality of,
right.
Of baptism.
Amen.
So this is what we have to see this week.
Amen.
You know, it's not just one time event,
right.
But the Lord wants to bring us into this kind of living.
Amen.
So how about we read the verse that we read earlier in day one? That's page 106. 13, 14.
And when your son asks you in time to come, saying, "What is this?" you shall say to him, "By strength of hand, Jehovah brought us out from Egypt, from the slave house."
Amen. How about you say to your neighbor, "By the strength of hand, Jehovah brought us out."
Amen.
A matter of the Lord's doing.
Amen.
You know, so we have to realize, you know, the children of Israel didn't come out on their own accord. You know, it's like this verse shows us that Jehovah brought them out.
Yeah.
You know, he didn't bring them out one by one, but they came in a corporate way.
Amen.
So I was really impressed by this fact. It said that Jehovah brought them out, but in a corporate way.
Amen.
So we need to see this too. That we are coming out, it's a together matter.
Amen.
We come out together.
Amen.
Okay, so how about we read the verses in day two, the verses in Exodus 12:42, that's in page 108. Day two. And it was for Jehovah
a night of watching to bring them out from the land of Egypt. That same night is a night of watching to Jehovah for all the children of Israel throughout their generations.
Amen.
Amen.
So, in one hand, it is Jehovah who's bringing them out. And I appreciate this also. Now, we see in this verse that Jehovah is the one bringing them out. But what was Jehovah doing? He was watching.
Amen.
But also, he said that the children of Israel were watching.
Amen.
So we see that we need what? We need to cooperate.
Amen.
You know, during the night, you know, it's like Jehovah was bringing them out. You know, the children of Israel were not sleeping.
Amen.
They were not in their beds.
Amen.
You know, what they were doing, as we saw with the last week, they were eating the lamb.
Amen.
They were, you know, with staff in hand. Their shoes were shut. They were ready to go out.
Amen.
That means they were watching. They were cooperating with Jehovah.
Amen.
So this night became a night of watching to the children of Israel.
Amen.
So what are we doing now?
Amen.
We're watching.
Amen.
We're observing.
Amen.
We're vigilant.
Amen.
You know, and it's in this way. This is together, right? That, you know, sometimes it's easier to slack off when you're by yourself, but when we're together, it's so easy.
Yeah.
Amen. You know, it's like we're watching together, it's so much easier.
Amen.
So this is what we have to do. You know, we have to watch that we need to watch to leave the world.
Amen.
One of the definitions, you know, it's like I saw this week, which I have never seen before. It was really fresh to me. It says, what is this? Oh, what is the world? You may say, well, I'm not in the world. It goes, and he said the definition of the world was, it's anything and everything that quenches our spiritual life.
Amen.
And condition.
Right.
Before the Lord.
Amen.
So, you know, wow, what? I mean, that's pretty inclusive, right? But we have to realize that we have to reject all those things.
Amen.
Anything that quenches our spiritual fire for the Lord, you know, we need to leave that.
Amen.
We need to be separated unto that.
Amen.
You know, so there's much more to cover in this, but how about we go to the second point just to finish up really quickly. So many of you can also share your experience of crossing over.
Amen.
How about we read Roman numeral number 2 on page 104. Exodus
14:1-31 describes Pharaoh's last struggle and Israel's crossing of the Red Sea.
Amen.
So what do we see? We see that Pharaoh rose up again. But this was of sovereign accord. I enjoy Dave's praise. So this is God's sovereignty.
Amen.
You know, the Pharaoh rose up because God needed Pharaoh to actually usher the children of Israel into the baptism.
Amen.
You know, without Pharaoh, you know, the children of Israel wouldn't have moved.
Right.
You know, but you know, it's like when they were going out, God took them in a detour. So Pharaoh was like, wait, what are they doing? They're lost.
Yeah.
So the Lord used this, you know, for them to turn to him, and what did God do? Open up the sea for them, and they cross.
Amen.
So how about we read the verse on day 6 up? Day 6, right? 4.
I do not want you to be ignorant, brothers, that all our fathers were under the cloud, and all passed through the sea, and all were baptized unto Moses in the cloud and in the sea.
Amen.
So this shows us that the crossing of the Red Sea was a type of baptism.
Amen.
So we need to be in this kind of living, crossing over, crossing this Red Sea, you know, living a reality of a baptism.
Mm-hmm.
So just to matter to conclude, I wanted to read the last 4 points in the outline. How about we read page 105? On number 2, all together, then sisters on A, brothers on B, all together on C.
God's complete salvation of his chosen people includes the Passover, the Exodus from Egypt, and the crossing of the Red Sea. Children of Israel needed the Exodus and the crossing of the Red Sea.
Amen. All together on sea.
After enjoying Christ's redemption to be saved from God's judgment, the New Testament believers need to leave the world and be baptized.
Amen. I appreciate it. This phrase, he goes, you need Testament believers, what do we need to do? We need to leave the world.
Amen.
And be baptized.
Amen.
That means in a daily way, we're constantly leaving the world, right?
Amen.
And living in the reality of baptism.
Amen.
So now it's your turn. Hey,
amen.
I know that there's a lot of riches in this week, and I know there's a lot of points I didn't cover, but this is, it's together, we're going to complete this message.
Amen.
So, someone stands up, or how about you share one liner to your neighbor?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Exodus 13, 21 and 22.
Amen.
And Jehovah went before them by day in a pillar of a cloud to lead them on the way,
Amen.
And by night a pillar of fire to give them light.
Amen.
Amen. That they might go by day and by night.
Amen.
Neither the pillar of the cloud by day nor the pillar of fire by night departed from them.
Amen.
But departed from before the people.
Amen.
Isn't that so wonderful?
How about you read it again? Well, amen every pause.
Amen. I'll pause better this time.
Amen.
And Jehovah
Amen.
Went before them
Amen.
By day in a pillar of cloud to lead them.
Amen.
To lead them on the way.
Amen.
And by night a pillar of fire to give them light.
Amen.
That they might go by day and by night.
Amen.
Neither the pillar of the cloud by day
Amen.
Nor the pillar of night.
Amen.
Or fire by night.
Amen.
Departed before the people.
Amen.
Amen. I'm so thankful the Lord never departed his people.
Amen.
I enjoyed here that in typology, the cloud signifies the Spirit and the fire
Amen.
Signifies the Word.
Amen.
Right? And then it says here, it's so good. It says, the Lord, the Spirit, and the Word are one to lead us and guide us continually.
Amen.
The Lord, the Spirit, and the Word
Amen.
Lead us and guide us continually.
Amen.
And I enjoyed it. It says, when we are clear, God guides us through the Spirit.
Amen.
Because we are many times very clear. But on the other hand, I've also experienced I haven't been clear.
Right?
Right? And if you're not clear, what do?
Right.
But when we're not clear, He guides us through the Word.
Amen.
Amen. As the Word is made clear to us, it becomes a Spirit
wow.
in our experience.
Amen.
I enjoy that the Lord has made a way
Amen.
To lead us and guide us
Amen.
Through the Spirit and through
Amen.
The Word.
Amen.
Hallelujah, the Lord has made a way.
Amen.
You know, praise the Lord for the Exodus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The Exodus and the crossing of the Red Sea.
Amen.
And eventually entering into the wilderness. And eventually building God's house.
Amen.
You know, every detail of this book of Exodus has to be our experience.
Amen.
If it's not, we need to pray, Lord, make this my experience.
Amen.
These were God's chosen people in those days. And today, we are God's chosen people.
Amen.
We were chosen before the foundation of the world.
Amen.
Hallelujah. For what? That we would be cleansed and go to heaven someday? No! Chosen before the foundation of the world.
Amen.
That we would be holy,
Amen.
Sanctified,
Amen.
Without blemish before Him in love.
Amen.
For what?
Amen.
For the building of God's house, right?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. This is our experience day
Amen.
By day.
Amen.
For this experience, we need to be sanctified.
Amen.
Daily. Oh, hallelujah. We can get sanctified.
Amen.
You know, we were talking the other day about some of us that we feel like, oh, we should have a... You know, completely. Why is it that the world still has a pull on me? You know, we think, well, the children of Israel, they had to just get out of the world, and it was, you know, far, far behind me. It's far, far behind. But sometimes it's just not so far behind us, right? Sometimes, we have necessities in life. We have to buy cars, and we have to do this and that, and buy clothes, and different things in life. And the world is there, too. The world is there, but in all of our activities in the world, we just, Lord, I just want you.
Amen.
You know, I may need a new car, but Lord, I don't want to just, you know what I mean? We need to take the Lord in everything we do.
Amen.
We can have a sanctified living.
Amen.
Even though we have to handle the things of the world and have jobs and
right.
be among all the worldly things,
right.
we can be sanctified day by day.
Amen.
Keep Christ day by day.
Amen.
In the house, keep the feast.
Amen.
Be strengthened for what? So we can build God's house.
Amen.
Amen. Satan and
He's not there. God is still alive.
Amen.
We take Christ as our substitute, satisfy to Him for His satisfaction in us.
Amen.
So that we can be satisfied, you know, for His purpose.
Amen.
Because this is, you know, spiritual experience. This is our spiritual history. If this is our daily life, we become a memorial, right? You know, it's really, you know, I'm trying to say, how far have I been, you know, have gone through up to this day?
Right.
The time I was saved, how many years ago, 40 years ago, 50 years ago, until today, praise the Lord, the Lord keep me, the Lord preserve me, because every day He is sanctifying us for His purpose.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah for the sanctification.
Amen.
I appreciate that the book of Exodus is a real help because it provides a lot of pictures.
Amen.
And that actually oftentimes is the best way for us to understand something.
Right.
Actually, you know, I realize that pictures often, actually a lot of people I think learn by looking at pictures.
Amen.
And even now, actually a lot of times at work, I can't, you know, if somebody starts telling me something, or I have to read through something, I have no idea how to even proceed. So actually, I have a big wall that I draw pictures on. And actually, that helps provide a guide.
Right.
And I realized that's what the Lord was doing in Exodus.
Yeah.
He provided a guide as to even our own Christian experience.
Right.
And so what's the picture? The picture is, here are the children of Israel stuck in slavery in Egypt.
Yeah.
And God wanted them to be separated.
Right.
So He say, okay, children of Israel, leave Egypt.
Right.
Would they have left Egypt?
No.
They had no way.
Right.
They were under Pharaoh's rule.
That's
they
right.
were slaves.
Right.
You know, if you're a slave, you don't have that choice to say, you know what, I think I'm going to see you later. I'm going to take off. No, you're stuck there, right? But what did God do?
Right.
God saved the children of Israel.
Amen.
By the strength of His hand.
Amen.
And I appreciate even in our experience today,
right.
you know, we need saving.
Right.
We need to be sanctified.
Amen.
But to be separated, actually, hallelujah is not by our own strength.
Amen.
It's not by our own ability.
Amen.
It's by the strength of God's hand.
Amen.
God can subdue the environment.
Amen.
God can subdue right. Satan.
Amen.
God actually will arrange right. the whole situation. So that if we cooperate with God,
right.
actually, He'll save us
Amen.
By the strength of His hand out of Egypt.
Amen.
That means we're saved from the world.
Amen.
We're saved from Pharaoh's usurpation.
Right.
And actually, we even have the experience of crossing the Red Sea. You know, the experience of Exodus, I was impressed.
Right.
Many believers have the experience of salvation.
Right.
But not many believers have the experience of Exodus.
Right.
That means it's not easy for us to leave the world.
Right.
So we need to pray, Lord,
right.
by the strength of Your hand,
Amen.
Subdue the environment.
Amen.
Subdue Satan.
Amen.
Oh, separate me from the world.
Amen.
Even bring me to sanctification.
Amen.
Lord, we don't want it, like our brother shared, we don't want to just experience Christ as our Passover, but we want to experience Him as our Exodus.
Amen.
And enjoy the brother sharing, our entire life should be a feasting life.
Amen.
What empowered the children of Israel to leave Egypt? It was through the feasting.
Amen.
It was through taking Christ as their Passover lamb.
Amen.
And in Exodus 12, He said, let this be a memorial to you.
Amen.
And throughout all your generations, that when, you know, that what did He say, that when you eat the Passover, that throughout all the generations, you would remember this day.
Amen.
And He said, every day we need to be feasting on the Lord.
Amen.
He said, every day should be a memorial day.
Amen.
If we don't have a feasting day and
Amen.
A memorial day, He said, we are a defeated Christian.
Amen.
But He said, every day should be a memorial to the Lord.
Amen.
And then I like the Passover is actually goes with the Exodus.
Amen.
We should just experience Christ as our Redeemer.
Amen.
But we need to exit the world.
Amen.
And this is our, thank you, this is just our daily experience. Every day we are touching the world, just like Gino and all. Every day we are touching things in our life. We are touching the world. So every day we need to feast.
Amen.
So we have the strength to exit.
That's right.
And what I enjoyed, the brother described the world, but he described it very easy, like what Oscar shared. He said, there's so many items that could describe the world, but he goes, I'm going to tell you what the world is in this New Believer's book. He said, the world is anything that quenches our spiritual life.
Amen.
The world is everything that quenches our spiritual life. Anything that kills our zeal for prayer is the world. Anything that takes away our interest to seek God and God's word is the world. Anything that frustrates our testifying before others, before men, is the world. He goes, anything that chokes us and dries us up is just the world. He said, so we must reject all these things. So the only way to do it is we need to keep the Passover. We need to keep feasting with the Lord to have the strength to exit the world.
Well, I enjoy the same thing as that sister. Hallelujah. We can keep feasting. You know, I just appreciate, you know, this is really the first stage of God's full salvation. The first stage is what is it? Is to have the Passover and to cross the Red Sea and be baptized.
Amen.
You know, I enjoyed Mark 16:16 says, believe on the Lord and be baptized and you will be saved.
Amen.
And I appreciate, you know, to believe in the Lord, that takes care of the that takes care of Satan's condemnation. But we need to be those who go on and are also baptized.
Amen.
And that means that takes care of the world.
Amen.
So, but, you know, just like Oscar said, it's not just a one-time event. We need to live a life of baptism.
Amen.
And how do we do it? You know, I enjoy, just like Terry, it's by feasting.
Amen.
You know, I enjoy it, just like with the Passover. You know, you have the putting away leaven and everything, but what do you call it? You refer to it, it says, keep the feast.
Amen.
What you recall the Passover, you call it the feast.
Amen.
And the same thing here. You know, it talks by, when your son asks you, what are you going to tell him? Son, it's by strength of hand. It was Jehovah that did it.
Amen.
But I appreciate, how does he do it? He does it by our feast day.
Amen.
One thing they really touched on this word was, we need to start every day with a good morning watch.
Amen.
Oh, we need to start the day by feasting.
Amen.
To have the strength to get out of Egypt, we need to enjoy the Lord.
Amen.
And I just touched me, the three things for the leading. One was to be the sanctification.
Amen.
And one was the Abib, have a new beginning.
Amen.
And the third was resurrection. And I appreciate it. That sounds like a great morning watch.
Yeah. Amen.
So every day we need to have that. Then we have the Lord's leading. And I really appreciate it. You know, when they were just ready, they were cornered. They were against the sea. And there was the cloud, the pillar of cloud. And to the Egyptians, it was darkness.
Amen.
But to the children of Israel, it was light in their camp.
Amen.
So I just appreciate every day we need to start, have our morning watch, and have light in our camp.
Amen.
Jehovah went before them.
Amen.
By day in a pillar of cloud.
Amen.
To lead them on the way, and by night in a pillar of fire.
Amen.
To give them light that they might go by day and by night.
Amen.
Our journey is by day and by night.
Amen.
And therefore we need the pillar of cloud and the pillar of fire.
Amen.
When the pillar, as Brother Thomas shared, signifies the spirit, and the fire signifies the word. When things are clear, we need the cloud to lead us. But when things become dark, then you need the word.
Yeah.
I was so touched. And a lot of times as Christians, we want to know what is God's leading. And I've been trying to practice this a lot of times, trying to find what's the Lord's leading. And most of the time, it's just like hit and miss. You know, kind of one time you're like, okay, it's like the Lord leading. Then next thing, hey, what happened? You know, it seems like you just kind of lost track of the Lord. But this one, this leading of the pillar of cloud and the pillar of fire has two conditions. There's some condition. One is the sanctification. In order to get this pillar of cloud and fire, we need to be sanctified.
Amen.
We need to live a new beginning of sinless life.
Amen.
We need to be in resurrection.
Amen.
What does that mean? Every day we need to let the Lord work in us, repent for whatever sins that the Lord exposed.
Amen.
And we also need to be in resurrection.
Amen.
Resurrection means that we need to get out of our natural man.
Amen.
And this became so clear to me. I said, now I know why sometimes I couldn't get the Lord's leading, because I was in my flesh. I was in my natural man, and I, you know, just kind of do my own thing, and that's why I didn't know what the Lord was doing.
Right.
And this picture is so good, you know, that's why I thank the Lord for Exodus, right, that he gave us this picture of the fire and the cloud.
Amen.
You know, being in the wilderness, you can imagine there's nothing you can go by, so everything's all probably trees or whatever. But with the cloud, we can go on
Amen.
By day, and with the fire, we can go on by night.
Amen. Well, I like how the Lord brought Amen. Them through. You know, he could have just went straight up into the good land.
Amen.
You know, I mean, that's where they were. That's where they were living, right? But the Lord brings them all meandering and down, coming down and all over the place. And then going down south where the Red Sea was, you know. And then Pharaoh saw it and he said, they're just wandering around in the wilderness. Let's go get them. So, you know, and so the Lord, and the Lord just brought them between a rock and a hard place. So he brings them right to the sea, and then he brings Pharaoh as racing and coming with all his guys. And they're coming to get him, and then the children of Israel are complaining. Oh, you brought us out here, Moses, to kill us. What are you doing? And then the Lord, you know, the Lord just, he was going to do this greatest miracle. This is, you know, when the Lord brings us to a situation where we think it's impossible, this is impossible. Well, why'd you bring me here?
Yeah.
I want to get out of here, you know. And then that's when the Lord, you know, this is a curse. That's when the Lord can do the greatest thing.
Mm.
So he just says, okay. Then that's when he became the pillar of the fire, the darkness to them, and the light to the children. And then he had Moses just lift your staff. All his cooperation was just to lift up the staff.
Amen.
Lift up his authority. And then it just parted, you know. And it's amazing. So I was encouraging that, you know, when things appear to be impossible, and you say, well, why did you bring me here? It may just be right before the Lord does something wonderful.
Amen.
And save it. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. I really enjoyed the verse that everyone else enjoyed on Exodus 13:14, that by the strength of hand, Jehovah
Amen.
Brought us out from
Amen.
Egypt,
Amen.
From the slave house.
Amen.
And I just really appreciate the picture where it wasn't the children of Israel who wanted to. They weren't special themselves, that they were capable of leaving Egypt. It was God who made the arrangement where he caused a Pharaoh, you know, to not be kind to them, and the Egyptians not to be kind to them, but they were forced to flee from Egypt.
Right.
And of course the Lord did a lot of miracles, you know, in bringing them out from Egypt. But what I appreciate was right at the Red Sea when they're about to, you know, the Egyptian army was chasing them, and they were at the Red Sea. They were very frightened, you know, despite they have witnessed, you know, the 10 plagues or whatever. They witnessed miraculous things, but still, when it counts, they were really frightened.
Right.
And they didn't have the faith to go on. You know, but the Lord, I just appreciate this word. It was that the Lord was not angry with the people for their lack of faith,
mm-hmm.
even though they had just witnessed this mighty and miraculous act in Egypt.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, I just appreciate it. And the Lord would just come in to speak a word,
mm-hmm.
you know, and the faith was infused into them,
mm-hmm.
and the power to possibly.
Mm-hmm.
I feel that this is just our situation, even though we've, you know, in our lifetime, we probably experience a lot of what the Lord has done. But sometimes when we come to a situation, we're still back, you know, we're still back at square one in the sense that we haven't learned anything. But hallelujah, we can turn to the Lord.
Amen.
We can speak a word and feel faith into us.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord for these pictures.
Amen.
We have a picture book, right, of the children of Israel's exodus out of Egypt.
Amen.
Oh, here's where we enjoy the Lord as the Passover lamb, right? And all these pictures that show us, like the hyssop was just a little bit of faith, right?
Amen.
That's the smallest plant. We have to put that on the doorpost.
And then we have to stay in Christ, right?
Amen.
We have to stay in Christ.
Amen.
So we can get passed over, right? If we came out of the, if you come out of the house that night and you were the firstborn, you had a problem because you didn't have a covering, right? That was a problem. And then we need to eat Christ as our strength, right? We need to have Christ as our strength.
Amen.
Daily. We need to have daily eating strength in this, to eat this one every day. We mentioned the morning revival. Our morning revival is very critical in our Christian experience to get up, start our day off with the Lord. In other words, I'm sure my day's no different than anybody else. It's busy, right? It's busy. We need to be prepared to go through the day to have our strength in Christ, right? We don't want to be a box of dead, dry bones.
Right.
We need to be enlivened, right?
Amen.
With the supply that Christ gives us, right?
Amen.
And we need to have this blood, and we need to have this faith, right?
Amen.
All these spiritual significance, it's so good to have all these pictures, right?
Amen.
Of being brought out of the world,
Amen.
And the world is just dead to us, right? The picture of the ark, right? We need to be in Christ.
Amen.
Every the children are Noah's family was in the ark.
Amen.
So everything the ark went through, they experienced, right? If you couldn't hang on the outside of the ark and expect to survive, that wasn't going to work for you. That was a bad thing. You need to be in the ark.
Amen.
In the ark to go through the
Amen.
Death water
Amen.
And come out on the other side in what? In resurrection, right?
Amen.
We need to enjoy the resurrection of Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And have this faith so God can bring us out of the world.
Amen.
Praise the Lord for these pictures
Amen.
That are in the book of Exodus.
Amen. Amen.
Last week we really saw the Passover feast. We saw Lamb.
Amen.
What we needed to do to be passed over. But that was only the aspect of redemption.
Mm-hmm.
Right? There's another aspect that we're seeing this week, especially in day 3, about the matter of sanctification. We see that in Exodus 13:2, sanctify to me all the firstborn. And we can see that there's the redemption is for our security. And then sanctification is for God's purpose.
Amen.
For a short time, we can only really see that there's a matter of redemption. But the purpose of our exodus from the world is to be sanctified
Amen.
To the Lord.
Amen.
So there needs to be a separating that goes on.
Amen.
We experience that as we cross the Red Sea.
Amen.
Because the children of Israel were being separated from the world.
Amen.
Right? They got out of they got out of Egypt. And they're in the process of getting into.
Amen.
You see that the Lord is really doing something, and it was all set up by the strength of the hand of Jehovah.
Amen.
Because the Lord was working in the environment. How would the children of Israel, how would they be able to get out of Egypt if the Lord wasn't moving in the environment?
Amen.
The Lord prepared everything, right? And then in order to be sanctified, for his satisfaction, we need such a new beginning of life.
Amen.
What is this new beginning of life? It's really the month of Abib.
Amen.
Abib is a sprouting,
right.
It's a growing.
Amen.
I appreciated one of the brothers shared earlier that every morning we need to get up.
Amen.
Right? Experience this Abib.
Amen.
Our morning revival is really reviving us from our dead situation.
Amen.
And this is the way that we're becoming sanctified.
Amen.
We enjoy Him more and more.
the battle for God.
Amen.
The pieces of wood are for the building of the house of God as his dwelling place.
Amen.
I didn't really understand initially what the two pieces of wood were for, but then I kept on reading the verses there, and then it says that the two lifeless pieces of wood symbolize the two parts of the divided nation of Israel, and the two kingdoms could not be one, and in the eyes of the Lord they were thoroughly dead and dried up. And after being enlivened, they are able to be joined together and become
Amen.
One.
Amen.
Jesus,
Amen.
Become one.
Amen.
And then I also enjoyed in day six that this was no accident. That during the Exodus he led the people to this baptistry, and it was no accident that it was according to the plan of God.
Amen.
And that God wanted to bring his people into the situation
Amen.
Where it was impossible for them to go back to Egypt.
Amen.
Lord Jesus,
Amen.
You have taken us out of Egypt.
Amen.
Yeah.
Day by day,
morning by morning experience.
Amen.
And even just recently, I recently
people were saved not only by the blood of the Passover, the Lamb, but also by the hand of God.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
The blood saved them
Amen.
From God's righteousness,
Amen.
Judgment.
Amen.
But the hand saved them from Pharaoh's usurpation.
Amen.
It is the same with us today.
Amen.
Through Christ as our Passover, we are saved
Amen.
From the judgments.
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
God's subduing hand are also saved.
Amen.
Anyway, not Satan. We don't want him.
Amen.
Take him out of
it. Amen.
Get it out of it.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
I just want to read some tips about day four. It's really important for being a Christian. In the Christian life, there should be no difference between day and night.
Amen.
Actually, we Christians should not have any night in our life.
Amen.
Instead, our night should turn into day.
Amen.
If we have night that serves to not turn into day, we are defeated.
Amen.
Whenever we are in darkness and are sleeping,
right.
We experience a night in our life as Christians. But when we call on the name of the Lord,
Amen.
We are enlightened
Amen.
And our night becomes a day.
Amen.
I really did something enjoying this one part. It said, God's complete salvation for his chosen people includes the Passover, the Exodus from Egypt, and the crossing of the Red Sea.
Amen.
It was necessary for God to have such a person as Pharaoh for the accomplishing of these three aspects of salvation. And so ever since the high school conference, I was just so impressed by Joseph and how everything he did, every way he behaved was for his brothers, or he never was complaining about his situation. And I just feel like in the same way that like we have to see that like Pharaoh and all the things that happen are for God's purpose,
Amen.
For God to transform and continue to sanctify us.
Amen.
So I've really just been trying to say amen and just to see every situation in a way where, like, where does the Lord want me to be sanctified or get out of my own situation, my own environment.
Amen.
And I feel like it's really cool to see that this appreciation of not of Satan, but of God using Satan
yeah.
for our purpose.
Amen.
So,
amen.
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 The Lord, I only
Amen.
Need to send it.
Mm-hmm.
Why do you cry out to me?
Mm-hmm.
Have the children of Israel to come forward.
Amen.
Lord, we need to come forward.
Amen.
You want to take us on.
Amen.
You want to lead us on.
Amen.
When the Lord leads us as a pillar of fire by night,
Amen.
The light from that pillar causes the night to become day.
Amen.
That's why, Lord, you want to take us on, that our night becomes day.
Amen.
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 Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
I enjoyed the part, a lot of this week, just like everybody else. The part about the Egyptians and Pharaoh wanted to push the children of Israel out of Egypt.
Yeah.
They didn't want the children of Israel to stay there.
Yeah.
And I just remember, like, when I was in... Before I came into the church, I was in Christianity, and I was in like an ethnic church, right? And so then I was wondering why, you know, after I visit the church off and on, then eventually I got to after the end of the meeting, and there was a sermon or something, that I would say, why can't we all get up and speak? Or why can't we go across the street and be one with the other, you know, other church across the street, you know, with a different ethnicity? And then they said, you just want to go to your sister's church. You know, I said, then I realized, yes, I do. And then they didn't want, you know, they didn't want me to stay there. And then I just left, you know, and I came. And then recently we heard someone else's testimony. They were in a place that was very legalistic. And then eventually they enjoyed the Lord. They came and enjoyed the Lord. Eventually the place they were at just kicked them out. So praise the Lord, we're where the Lord wants us.
Amen.
Any other one-liners? A lot of good little verses and snippets.
Amen.
Well, I just appreciate that the Lord wants to build His church.
Amen.
And Matthew, I guess you could say this is the greatest prophecy. The Lord says, "I will build my church."
Right? Amen.
I really love all the saints sharing today that we have this wonderful picture in the book of Exodus, right? Because, for the Lord to build His church, He can't have dead bones, and He can't have His people in slavery, right? This is not a good situation to build the church, right? But if we didn't have this picture, then actually, you might consider, well, how do we get out of the world and build the church, right? Our view might be very confusing. Even we'd use, one of the verses in here, do not love the world, nor the things in the world, right?
Amen.
If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him.
Amen.
So, right, well, the Lord needs to build His church, and we can't be in the world. Well, our brother Gil, he's in the world, so they brother, get out, right? You can't love the world and the Father, right? So you gotta get out, right? Well, you realize, does that actually help Gil get out of the world? No, right? And we go, all right, you got to get out, right? Even you realize Moses had that thought, right? He went to the people, I got to save them from Pharaoh's tyranny, right? And he said, come on, get out, right? Is it going to kill me too, right? So actually, I appreciate all the saints sharing in so many verses this week in Exodus 12 and 13. I just like to read these phrases. By the strength of hand,
amen.
Jehovah brought us out.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So even if we wanted to, even if we didn't want to get out, even if we can't get out, right? Like Abner said, if you're a slave, you can't say, oh, I decided I'm going to get out. Right? Sorry, you can't get out, right? But by the strength of hand, Jehovah has brought us out.
Amen.
And then in chapter 12, it was for Jehovah a night of watching to what? To bring them out.
Amen.
And then in 13:19, God will surely visit you to bring you out from here. Right?
Amen.
Hallelujah. And then in 13:21, I really love these phrases. Jehovah went before them. Jehovah led them on the way. And Jehovah gave them light. And Jehovah did not depart from before the people. So it's so good to have this picture. Otherwise, we're just either, we think we're out of the world and wondering how come everybody else is out of the world, or more likely, we're just sitting there going, well, I'm in the world and I better just kind of give up because I'm not sure how to get out, right? But actually, I just love the picture is the Lord is working, right? He wants to be everything and He wants to do everything, right? Eventually, His word of faith to the people, like our sister shared, was, come forward, right?
Amen.
Just go forward, right? I'm supplying everything and I'm being everything, and this is going to get you out of the world. It's going to get you into the good land, right?
Amen.
So I just, full of thanks this week to see such a wonderful picture, right? The picture is not for us just to try, not just for us to endeavor, but like came out, we need to supply the Lord our cooperation.
Amen.
And in chapter 13, I just love this. The Lord went before them as a pillar. He led them as a pillar. He gave them light as a pillar, and He did not depart from them as a pillar. Right?
Amen.
And like the saints shared, this pillar was just the Word and the Spirit.
Amen.
Right? So what do we need to do to cooperate? We need to cooperate by turning to the Lord.
Amen.
And by turning to the Word.
Amen.
You realize the more we do this, the more our nights can turn into days. Right? And otherwise, like the saints shared, every day we need this Exodus, right? We wake up. Who wakes up in the good land, right? Who wakes up feeling like dry bones and in slavery, right? Yeah, I think a lot, right? We wake up, right? We wake up at the end of Genesis and the beginning of Exodus, right? But the Lord is supplying, right? So we say, Lord, today You need to be my pillar, right? You need to be my cloud, right? I need You to overshadow me, right? I need You to go before me today, right? I have to go to the office, and that place is just slavery, right? So I need You to go before me, right? I need You to lead me on the way, right? And I need You to give me light, right? And by this way, eventually the people got out of Egypt, right? And like our brother said, got Egypt out of them and got them into the good land. So it's just so good. Our Lord is doing everything, right? This is our secret, right? We don't do anything, right? Someone says, how do you get out? I don't, right? But I get into Him, right?
Amen.
I get into the One who is out, right?
Amen.
So the more we get into Him, the more we get out, right?
Amen.
So it's just so good. We have the Spirit, right?
Amen.
How about we say that? We have the Spirit.
Amen. We have the Spirit.
We have the Word. Right?
We have the Word.
We did it together, so we have the church.
We have the church.
Hallelujah, this is our way to get out.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.